maybe you had some vacation. But anyway, hope your day's going good. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025.
And now we move on to Monica's quest for the D.
Well.
Well, what else is she joining Hinge for?
I mean.
To meet a nice boy?
I'm right.
That's how you would put it, wouldn't you?
I think both would be acceptable if there were not so many ridiculous dorks out there.
Is that the problem?
Good God.
On Hinge, do you post multiple pictures of yourself?
Yeah, there's six of them on there. And they're mm-hmm. all, listen, I'm just putting it out there. They're all, like the first one is me in a Bills hat. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The next one is me with an Iowa t-shirt. I have an Emmy and standing next to the USF Rocky Bowl. Like I have a Lightning shirt on. Like
you're letting them know who you are.
Did you throw Shocker Knockers in there as like the last, as like the exclamation point on the end?
No, I did not put Shocker.
Did you put in the picture of you climbing on the equipment in the studio where you're like butt and your hamstrings are hanging out right there?
No,
you didn't put that one
I don't even have that. That is not my property. I actually don't even have that.
I still got the video if you need it.
You might have to. But then the thing is, then I'll just get pervy dorks instead of just regular dork.
True.
So
yeah, but that's fun.
For you, these guys are just, I don't understand why it's so difficult to just talk. Like, there's nothing to be nervous
because
about.
Because, Monica, if they just talk, then you say, he didn't make me laugh.
Your
bar is, you have to make me laugh in the first 45 seconds.
Well, that is true.
Or I got nothing to do with you.
Well, and that's true. That is ideal. That is who I'm looking for. I don't expect mm-hmm. every man to be able to do that because I...
Right.
And I said this, and listen, I'm going to say this one time for y'all. I'm a lot, okay? I get it. I'm a lot.
Hold on. I'm sorry. My headphones went out.
Press all the record buttons. Hit everyone.
I don't know what just... What?
I'm a lot. Listen, I am. I'm a lot, and I get it. Oh, I know that. So it's going to take a very
Thank you, God. I mean, thank you. I don't even... Thank you. Just thank you. So, you know... So,
I need a man who can man me. I need a man who is okay with that. And I need a strong-willed man who can mm-hmm. take my crap and give it back and be funny. Like, there's a man out there, right? There is someone like mm-hmm. that out there. Someone.
And know how to leave you alone to give you your time
yes.
and take their time.
And don't be clingy. Exactly.
Right.
And
right.
be just to me, that's just yeah. a guy. But apparently that's not even a thing. And I get the lamest hi. Like, if you're trying to meet someone, especially online, do you just say hi and that's
it?
Hi? Yeah. That's not only a wuss move trying to put the ball in my court, so now I have to come up with something funny to say. But
now the psychology behind this thing, too?
It's also boring.
It is.
Hi, how was your morning? Shut up, stupid.
Yeah, that is basic. I'll agree with you on that.
Right?
Yeah.
I literally just X. The
right.
only... Okay, so you'll be proud of me because I just... X
is this a swipe app?
No, it's a heart and an X. So, like, okay. I heart one of the pictures or something, a question he answered.
Okay.
Or I...
Comment. You know, like or comment.
A comment. Yeah. I didn't comment on a lot of them at all.
So what's the X? Is that you never hear from them again? Are they blocked?
That's hopefully fixing the algorithm for people not like him.
Okay.
No, if you exit, you can still see it once you respond to the things again.
I just know if I hit X.
If you deny them reaching out, they won't come back up.
Mm.
But if you look at a profile and you just hit X, once you go through all the profiles and you refilter it again, it'll bring that profile up
Fantastic.
Again.
Fantastic. Yeah. I'll just like double X.
I feel like if I ever had to go on one of these apps, I'd have to pay Brett.
But then he doesn't know what you want.
To operate the app for me.
Oh.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how to make this work. Can you make
Let's start with like TikTok and Instagram. Let's start with those.
I'm not going back to
TikTok. And then we'll move on to dating apps.
I do Instagram.
That would be awesome. I was very proud that I saw you Instagram. I was like, what is happening here? If you noticed, you probably didn't because you're not on socials, but I went like almost a week without any socials. I was not going to social at all on any of my outs and abouts. And honestly, it was kind of cool.
Okay. Back to your search for the D.
All right.
So now, have you met anybody? Like, how long have you been? We've been off for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How far into this game are you?
I started this past Friday. So, like, Saturday, Sunday, and today.
Oh, so you're brand new at it.
Yes. I will say this. So I did talk. There's a really cool guy.
Can I ask you a question before you go to there?
Okay.
How much and how many guys have contacted you?
more than I thought, and more than my friend who convinced me to get on it gets, which is kind of cool, which is kind of like, I shouldn't say it's cool.
It's so just, it's got to be good for your ego.
A little bit. I'm saying I feel confident. I don't know about ego, but like it makes me feel better about my pictures. Like, okay, maybe I'm not a total loser. But all you do is get like, so there's a notification that I get all these hearts that everybody hearted me. And they like all these different, any of the pictures on there.
That's nice.
Are you looking at it, Gareth? Are you looking at my profile?
No, I'm on
I don't know. He's over there looking at something. I'm like, what? I don't get off of that. I put the age range between 40 and 60. I said nobody.
That's great.
Why is that funny?
What's this your range? No, but, I'm between 10 and 30.
But you know what? That's smart.
But she's making clear she doesn't want to talk to a 25-year-old.
Right.
I got you. I feel like that's a big range.
That's good.
It is a big range.
I'm right in the middle of that range.
But that's okay. You can always, you know, you don't have.
It's a lot of divorced guys.
Right.
I did. You know what? And I actually thought of you, JP, because there are, and I love that there are in people in their mid to late 40s, guys that don't have kids, and they don't want kids.
Mm.
I think it's pretty cool.
Talk to JoJo. She may have one of them.
I'm not.
Yeah, I said it.
I just got that.
Listen, what JoJo does with JoJo's man is JoJo's business.
I got you.
Poor JoJo.
So do you put words with the pictures? You put up six pictures or something. Did you also put words?
I guess I could go on it. I answer. It says, you know, you fill out a profile. So it says, there's different prompts I could choose from. I only chose a couple because none of your business with the rest of it. But
does it say you're on the radio or anything like that?
No.
No way.
No.
Okay, good.
Said, he's a typical Sunday. I said, in the summer, beach and pool, in the fall and winter, football. The way to win me over is, I said, make me laugh. And I put laugh in all capitals.
So perfect.
No missing out. I go crazy for, I put Bills, Bulls, Hawkeye, Sabres, Lightning. What? I do.
That's fantastic.
Sorry, JP, pronouns she, her, hers. Woman.
Right away. I'm straight. Like, next.
But see, that's how I feel about certain prompts. If they're like, you know, F the vex or whatever, if they're still clinging to COVID crap, like then, and you're still angry about it 4 years later, then I'm next. You know what I mean? I feel like that's good. I feel like we're just not going
to
get along.
Yeah.
It has my name. It has my ethnicity. Don't want children. I put my pets. I said cat. Zodiac sign Scorpio. And then it said work. I said I work at work.
And then your business.
Job title says fun haver. I just left it at that. School USF.
Right.
And I did all
that's
of that.
Good.
There was one guy who I found who was cool. His pictures were different. You know what I mean? Not just, oh God, the dork's taking a gym picture in the mirror. Oh. The lame, just horrible pictures. And this guy has a picture of himself and he looks good. And then there's a picture of him on a roof with like this camera that's like a professional photographer camera type of thing. And he's like taking a picture. And I'm like, I said something like, taking a picture on a roof, stalker much. And then like laughing faces. And I said, that's a cool pic. You know what I mean? And then he came back at me. He's like, you know, who's stalking who? If the person's taking my picture, they're stalking me, whatever. So that was funny to me. Yeah. And then he said, he's like, fun haver. How do you get that job? Can I have an application or something? So like we've been going back and forth with different things. And
How long do we do the chase?
Until
there's a drink involved.
Until he, and I'm not doing it, and call me sexist all you want, until he says, let's take this party to the bar or whatever, however he wants to say.
Why does he have to do it?
Because I'm not going to.
Right.
And I'm also not going to give him my phone number. Some other dork is like, hey, text me so we don't have to message. I said, I don't even know you. And then X. delete.
All right. So you've had how many text conversations with this guy? Separate incidents where you've talked with him?
I feel like it's been going on.
In 3 days.
Let me see.
Hold on a second. My phone. Yeah.
What?
All right.
It's the guy.
I tell him.
No.
You just called JP.
No, your vagina. Your vagina said, please ask him out.
No. His name is Andy. And he seems fun. We have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 or so times.
Wow.
Okay.
He asked what part of I said I'm in Tampa. His name, his dog's name, and I love this, his dog's name is Lucifer.
Lucifer?
You like that?
I think it's hysterical.
I can't with you. I cannot.
What?
Wow, Lucifer. She thinks it's
that's
funny.
It's Lucy, Lucyfur.
Yes. Lucy is one word.
Lucifer.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so you like the clever.
I'm like, the guy, she goes to the Starbucks church and the guy's got his dog named after the devil.
No, no. no, it's Lucifer with a capital L. Capital L, capital F is one word. Lucifer.
Got it, got it. So you like the punniness of it.
Yes, you know I like a pun.
Of course.
He doesn't have any children. He doesn't smoke. He went to USF. He labeled himself a liberal. He's 50.
Wow.
He's into monogamy. He's cute. Hallmark of a good relationship is communication and respect.
Back one. No, he's not.
What?
Monogamy.
Yeah. Monogamy? That's fine. He doesn't have. I don't know you.
Right. That's a good. That's. I mean. That's. It's good bait.
He put long term relationship as well, but mine says short term possible, long term, and then possible monogamy. Like I'm not committing to anything right now.
Nice.
That's good.
That's putting it out
I
there.
I think a guy would be like, yeah, I like this.
But I'm also not banging you, so you know.
Jesus. Well, this is like a no-win situation.
Then you'll see if this guy's really true, though.
Right.
You know, what he's looking for.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see what happened there. What happens?
Well, the scary part is once we and here, there's a picture of Magennis live. He likes to go to the beach. He's like just seems cool. Anyway, okay. I can't tell you once I tell him eventually what I do because I will have to.
No going back.
Then yeah, and then we just can't ever talk about him anymore. So I'll just his name is Andy. Guys, that's true. I'll tell him, and I'll just be like, Andy and I are dating, and then that's that.
And then that's that. Mm-hmm. I feel like there might be a discussion here and there. Something happens on a date.
Right.
You go somewhere. You know, he says something. You want to know our opinions.
All he needs is a new nickname. We just, like, the other guy, we didn't know his name. We just called him Jackhammer. All we got to do is give this guy a nickname, and we're good to go.
The guy whose name is not Andy. We can call him that.
Right.
Not Andy. We'll call him not Andy.
Handy. Right. His name is Blandy.
Blandy.
I will say this, though. I said I was going to stop doing Hinge once there was a listener who says, hey, listen to the show. And I just don't want to hear that. I don't want to be any part of it. And there was on Saturday. And I was like, oh. But I was talking to this Andy guy. I'm like, I don't want to delete the app because I'm this Andy guy.
That's right. Exactly.
I was going to, could tell him, say, listen, I'm getting harassed on this app. Here's my Snapchat or here's my thing. Can you contact me there?
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
And that's another step.
And then you can jump off.
Okay.
Because to be quite honest with you, this is, I feel like anytime you've told us you were signing up for the apps, this is the longest you've made it.
Yeah, it really is. Normally I'm done that night. Yeah.
Friday all the way to Monday.
And the most quality response, I would say, too. Like, this guy seems like the best quality response she's ever gotten.
Yeah.
You know, most of the guys just, they're not even good responses. At least you got one. And through 10 conversations, he's in.
I left out all the dork. Hi, how are you? Hey, beautiful. How's your morning? What are you doing this weekend? All that stupid crap. Oh, bills suck.
That's a good start. Bills suck.
You're short.
How many D pics?
None. I don't even know if you can send pictures on this. I don't know if you can. I haven't found them, and no thank you.
Gareth's like, yeah.
Gareth, can you send D pics on Hinge?
I don't think you can send photos on Hinge. No.
Okay.
No.
So there's your answer.
Yeah.
So you can post photos.
Yeah.
But you can't send photos.
No, not on that app. Other ones you can. On Hinge, I don't believe you can send any photos.
I can change my pictures out from on my thing, but I can't send them to anybody so people can see.
Yeah.
How tall is this guy, Andy?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, I think he's 6 feet tall because I'm X-ing out on all the 5'10s and the 5'9s and all of that BS.
I don't think you need a tall guy.
Nope.
So I'm 5'11".
Too short.
She needs a tall guy.
I do believe that's balls right there. That's a big, giant set of church bell size balls.
He's 6 feet tall, so that's perfect. The only negative kind of, which whatever, who cares? He lives in Old Seminole Heights, and that's where the last I ever knew my ex-husband lives. But whatever.
Oh, boy.
He can suck it.
Whatever. That's
can you imagine if it was him?
It's not. I'm looking at his picture.
You're looking at the pictures that guy posted.
And I will say, oh, God, that would be so, first of all, creepy. Second of all, now that you're saying that, I almost feel sick to my stomach because he does have an X look. He does. He does. Blue eyes, dark hair. Oh, no.
6 foot two, 25?
No, my ex was tiny, or it was shorter.
Is he a big guy? Wasn't your ex like hairy and a little
Yes.
Like,
no, he's not like that. He's husky. Got tattoos all up and down his arms, though, and that's kind of hot.
What up?
He takes pictures for a living because he's all over this. He's a creative type, which I like. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
Hey, listen, we're all rooting for
you. Let's go, Monica.
God knows we all want you to get laid.
It's been 84 years. It's been.
We all, and I can say this with certainty, we all have a vested interest in you getting laid.
No, you don't. No,
yes,
you don't.
Do.
No, you don't. Yes, you would like me to be happy, but you don't have a vested interest in me getting laid.
You are a lot easier to be around. You said before you're a lot.
I am a lot. Right? Whether I'm laid or not, I'm a lot.
You're less. You're a little less than a lot.
Oh, no.
If you're getting laid. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Just putting it out there.
How will you know? Will you know? How will you know?
Don't we usually know? A lot of times. Not every time.
Makes itself apparent sometimes.
But we have a pretty good track record. Yeah,
could be.
Is it because I'm in a good mood? I'm usually in a good mood.
Mm. Nah, this extra.
Okay.
Or you'll misspeak. Mm-mm. If I'm drilling down and I'm asking questions, yes. you'll misspeak. Well, I'm like, and then as soon as I see the
there's the crack in the foundation.
Crack,
that's
crack
right.
in that foundation, I can dial in pretty easy.
Maybe this guy will ask you out and you'll go to like a concert or something like that.
You never know.
The sound. You know, something like that,
yeah.
where you're like, all right, this guy gets me.
Looking forward to it.
That'd be a good first date, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of perfect.
That'd be pretty funny if all of a sudden he said, listen, I got tickets to a show. Do you want to go? And she's like, yeah. Where's the show? And he goes, the sound.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's on to you.
Oh, no. And not even that he's on to you. He doesn't know it's you, but he listens to the show.
Oh,
and that's,
that'd be great.
Excuse me.
What do you not know, though?
Womp, womp.
Fail.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Well, Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Great back. Said if you're doing business with me, honey, what does that
make you? Some guys are like a demon joint. While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.